The tests were a success. The doctors reduced Lehman's bones to ashes, then tested the ash with an instrument called an electrometer. In so doing, they made medical history in measuring radioactivity in a human body for the first time. In so doing, they determined that Lehman had died from radium poisoning. His remains were saturated with radioactivity. As Martland and von Suchotsky worked together, von Suchotsky asked the medical examiner to help the dial painters. Kniff made a similar appeal. And so, only a day or so after Lehman had died, Martland found himself in St. Mary's Hospital, meeting a brave young woman called Marguerite Carlo. She lay weakly in her hospital bed, her shockingly pale face surrounded by limp, dark hair. At this time, her palate had so eroded that it opened into her nasal passages. Also visiting Marguerite was her sister, Sarah Mylifer. Sarah was no longer quite as matronly in figure as she had once been. She'd been losing weight for the past year or so. It was the worry, she thought. Worry for Marguerite, who was so badly ill. Worry for her daughter, who was now 14 years old. Like most mothers, she rarely worried about herself. A week ago, she'd noticed that she'd started to bruise easily. And it was more than that, if she was honest with herself. Large black and blue spots had broken out all over her body. She'd come to see Marguerite anyway, not wanting to miss the visit, limping up the stairs with her walking cane, even though she felt very weak. Her teeth were aching too, but you had to put things into perspective. Look at her sister, she was far worse off. Even when her gums started to bleed, Sarah thought only of her sister, who was so close to death. As Martland met the Carlo girls, he observed that although Marguerite was more ill than Sarah, Sarah was also not well. When he asked her, she confessed that the black and blue spots were causing her intense pain. Martland ran tests and found Sarah to be very anemic. He told her the results, spoke with her about her jaw trouble, and then Sarah, perhaps finally worried over what it might mean, went bad quite rapidly and had to be admitted to hospital. But at least she wasn't alone. She and Marguerite shared a hospital room, two sisters together, facing whatever might lie ahead. The hospital doctors examined Sarah closely, concerned at her decline. Her face was swollen on the left side, her glands hot and tender. She was running a temperature of 39 degrees, increasing up to 41 degrees in the evenings, and by now had marked lesions in her mouth. She was, it appeared, profoundly toxic. Martland wanted to test the two women to see if radium was the cause of their illnesses. But the only tests he knew, those he had conducted with von Suchotsky and Barker, required burning bone to ash. Well, you couldn't very well do that with living patients. It was von Suchotsky who came up with the answer. If the women were radioactive, all they had to do was devise some tests to prove it. These tests, which would be honed and largely invented by Drs. Martland and von Suchotsky, were created specifically to test the dial painters' bodies. No physician had ever attempted to test living patients in this way before. Later, Martland would discover that a specialist had done something similar before him, but in June 1925, with the clock running down on Marguerite Carlo, he innovated the tests, knowing nothing of the other scientists' work. He was, indeed, a man of extraordinary talents. The pair devised two methods. The gamma ray test, which involved sitting the patient before an electroscope to read the gamma radiation coming from the skeleton, and the expired air method, whereby the patient blew through a series of bottles into an electroscope so that the amount of radon could be measured. This latter was born from the idea that, as radium decayed into the gas radon, if radium was present in the girl's jawbones, the toxic gas might be exhaled as they breathed out.